This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm very confident.
Yeah. All right, In the News is coming up next. Ted Wheeler's got one foot out the door, but he finally endorses Major League Baseball.
Great timing there, Tear Gas.
Love it. Hey, better late than never.
Is it?
Yes.
Does it mean anything?
That's debatable, but...
Well, you can't be like, I'm throwing my full support behind it, and I'm leaving in 2 months. Like, what?
Well, he's basically telling the city council, hey.
Yeah, because I'm sure that carries a lot of weight.
Well, you asked. Does it mean anything? I mean, it could. Theoretically, it could.
Okay. All right. Theoretically.
I don't know if it does or not. So, looking at Saturday's slate. All right. So, a lot of interesting games that maybe don't look as interesting on paper, but I'm telling you, I think it's going to be carnage tomorrow.
Yeah.
This is going to be upsets all over the place. So let's start with Ohio State hosting Nebraska.
Yeah, some of the shine came off of this because Indiana just annihilated Nebraska.
Wild.
Yeah,
56
points. To 7.
And Nebraska has a good defense.
Yeah, and we thought, and Indiana played with a backup quarterback for a hunk of the time, so... You know,
this is what I'm saying about this weekend. It's like nobody's going to look at that. I mean, it's a 25-point spread.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to look at that and go, Nebraska has a shot. But coming off a 56-7 loss,
watch them
take that to the wire.
Yeah, it's in Ohio State. It's at the Shoe, so maybe kind of an overlooked game. I think some of the shine has come off Raiola, their freshman quarterback, who looks so good at the start of the year. But he's come back down to earth, 9 touchdowns, 6 picks on the year. And... yeah, it's just kind of one of those to keep an eye on because, you know, Nebraska does have some talent. They just laid a giant egg. And so this is the sort of game like where you're like, well, they just got done getting their ass kicked. No one's giving them a shot. And now watch them take Ohio State to the wire.
Notre Dame is playing at, well, they're playing at MetLife.
Yeah.
But they're playing Navy.
Navy. And Navy's,
spread there is only 14.
Yeah, Navy's undefeated, and you know Notre Dame did lose to Northern Illinois. And by the way, this isn't one of those things where you're like, oh, Northern Illinois, I think has lost like 3 games already. So this isn't like one of those they're having a great year. So I don't know. Keep an eye on that. Riley Leonard is playing a little better for Notre Dame, so maybe they figured some stuff out there. Naval Academy and the Army, like, those can be funky games. You know, they can muck it up a little bit. And, you know, we've seen Notre Dame play some ugly games. But since that loss to Northern Illinois, their offense has been much better.
Well, I'm squarely behind Navy here.
Yes.
Because I don't want a world where we have to come back Monday and go, okay, listen to everybody talk about Notre Dame's back. And because if they pummel Navy... Mm-hmm. That's what's going to start happening. We're going to start to get the Notre Dame love.
Well, I would tell you that Notre Dame, their schedule is very, very favorable. And if this is the offense that they have found, there is a really good shot. They're going to be significant favorites in every game moving forward. And a one-loss Notre Dame, even with that horse bleep loss to Illinois, Northern Illinois, Notre Dame will be in the playoffs. So, and they don't have a conference championship game. So I'm with you. I would love to see Navy just wipe them out.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
Washington's at Indiana. Here's another one.
That's one that I think is this is where I think it's kind of sneaky.
Yes.
In that Washington is not a great team by any stretch of the imagination, but they have a real quarterback. They have a real running back. That Iowa loss is just one of those, what the hell happened? Because up until that point, Washington had looked pretty good. They should have beat Washington State. They should have beat Rutgers. They weren't closing out games, but they were a really effective. When you look at like EPA, you look at some of the advanced metrics, this wasn't a bad football team. And then they get drubbed by Iowa. And now Indiana has to, coming off a huge emotional win against Nebraska, which was kind of like the big test. The only thing that gives me pause about this one is if it was in Washington, I would get a little more scared. But keep an eye on that. And by the way, Vegas has set the line. This is only a 6-point game.
Yep.
So keep an eye. Backup quarterback. Washington is not as bad as they looked against Iowa.
Game day's there too.
Yeah. That's one I've got circled.
I bet you Washington gives them fits.
Yeah.
Oklahoma's at Ole Miss.
Oklahoma just has no offense to speak of.
It's a fun game, though.
It is. Do you realize in their last two games that Oklahoma, it's Texas and South Carolina. I know those are two pretty good teams. Dude, they've scored 12 points in the last two games. I mean, they are anemic. And it's just bad.
And they fired their OC too.
Yeah, they fired their OC. They let Dylan Gabriel walk because they thought that they had the next one in Jackson Arnold. And
they do not.
They do not. At least right now. So, I mean, keep an eye on that because, Oklahoma's a talented team. But that one, I think if you're Ole Miss, you're probably okay.
So BYU is an underdog at UCF.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, Illinois is catching 23. At Oregon, but that's one that, I could see them dragging Oregon into some deep water.
Yeah, well, they play good defense, and they're going to try to muck it up, play low possession game. And for as good as Oregon has been, and they're very efficient, they're not necessarily just blowing teams out. Like even the Purdue game.
They don't
game,
really have to.
Yeah, they don't really have to. They just kind of choke you out on defense, and, it's solid efforts. But, that is a game that I could see going into the fourth quarter being a 7-10-point game and then Oregon pulling away.
Yeah, now are you worried about your Cougs down there in Florida?
I don't like that Vegas. So I have not seen a bunch of Central Florida. I did watch a little bit when they played Colorado, and Colorado housed them. I mean, absolutely housed them.
My Buffs.
Yeah. And then they've lost four in a row.
But
close games. Right? They lost by 6 to Cincinnati. They lost by 3 to Iowa State.
And they had no business. They should have beat Iowa State.
They should have beat Iowa State. And what scares the living daylights out of me is BYU is a good team, but look, BYU's probably not the 11th best team in the country. They're not. And the fact that Vegas has set this as BYU, the underdog 2.5, they are begging the public to take BYU, and that scares the living daylights out of me. And when you get a team that keeps losing close games, it just makes me wonder if they're due. So when you ask me, like, what you always do, the Joey Harrington, like, worry meter, my pucker factor, it's like at 8.5 to 9 with BYU on the road against Central Florida.
By the way, BYU could be in a look ahead spot too. They play at Utah next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
The big holy war. It's not next week. It's a bye. They have a bye and then they're at Utah.
Yeah.
But that's their next game.
And then, of course, right after that is the big one, Kansas.
Oh, we play you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, watch out. We're getting it together.
Yeah, you're coming to our place.
And Kansas has a big one this weekend, right?
Kansas State. Yeah, they're going to get drilled.
Started out with such promise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Missouri, Alabama, huge one for Alabama. They got to have this. Yeah. They're 2-2 in the SEC.
Yep. Well, look, Bama's not going to play in the SEC title game, but you're still 15th in the country. If Bama finishes this thing off, and again, you're looking at the schedule, it's very winnable games.
But it is at the point for them that any loss is essentially an elimination.
Any loss is elimination games. You got to get by Missouri, and then you're at LSU, and that's the tough one. But if they can find a way to beat LSU... You feel pretty good if Alabama runs the table and has the two wins over Missouri and LSU. I think you feel pretty good not having to play an SEC title game and risk that third loss. Alabama can back their way into the playoff, but there is no room for error. And these next 2 weeks are going to be absolutely huge for Bama.
DeBoer is just going to get lit.
Dude, if they lose this game. If they lose either one of the next two games and they're eliminated with a month to go in the season, my God, they're going to start burning things down there in Tuscaloosa.
That's why you don't follow a legend right there. It's not that he's a bad coach. It's just he's not Nick Saban. Yeah. Impossible. Three others.
This next one here, I'm very intrigued by this.
So Texas Vanderbilt
there you go.
Is, again, another one where it's like, come on. Yeah. But Vanderbilt beat Alabama. Yeah.
I heard some stats about Vanderbilt today. As an underdog this season, they have covered, they're 5-0, and they've covered by more than 20 points against the spread.
Yes. God.
They're killing it.
Yes.
They're essentially, they run it like a service academy. They go for on fourth down all the time, and they like to chew as much clock as they can and shorten that game up against you and make you really stressed out on offense. They could give some fits to Texas if they're not in the right mindset with their whole quarterback situation
Bama,
and all that.
They beat Kentucky. Their two losses are a field goal to Missouri, which they shouldn't have lost, and then they lost to Georgia State.
They're not great, but they're dangerous.
They're not great, but it is a better... Dave Bartu talks about this all the time. They are a more talented team than anyone gives them credit for. If you put this Vanderbilt squad in the old Pac-12, they'd be the fourth best recruiter. And there is something... Like, Texas had that vulnerability... spell kind of cast over them. It's like Texas came into this year being like, we're the best team in the country. We're going to bully everyone. You go up and you kick the living hell out of Michigan, which doesn't look that impressive anymore. And everyone's jocking Texas and Georgia's coming to our house and we're going to whip your ass. And Georgia put a thumping on them. And I wonder. And then you got the quarterback thing.
So, in other words, like the invincibility, the era of invincibility is gone.
Yes, and
beatable.
Now
the other way could be true too.
Yeah,
you just get a pissed off Texas.
It's possible, but you took your Heisman Trophy candidate quarterback and you tried to sit him down, but the other guy couldn't take it and run.
They're favored by 18.
I am intrigued by this. I will sit down and I will keep an eye on this. I want to see how Texas responds to some adversity because they got punched in the mouth and. I don't know. I don't know what it is about Sark and Sark teams, but I always kind of think that they may be a little soft.
7-win Sark,
and I want to see them. I want to see them bounce back. So this is one of my more intriguing games of the weekend.
Then we have Florida State playing at Miami, and we have Penn State having to go on the road to play Wisconsin.
Yeah, and you know me and what I think of Penn State. I just think they're the definition of paper tigers. And
after that whole press conference fiasco this week, I don't know. I'm thinking Whiskey might have something for them. Let's
I
see.
Hope so. I hope so.
Well,
I
they're just, playing a lot better.
They just got some bad vibes right now, Penn State does.
I just do not like Penn State's offense. I don't. I think that Aller is, I know he's better, but the next time he shows up at a big game, someone tell me. And this is a decent game for Penn State. I mean, Wisconsin is certainly no pushover. And you want to talk about look ahead, you know who Penn State has after
Ohio State.
They got Ohio State. So
yeah, they're going to lose.
I'm very intrigued by what this brings to the table. And if I had a monkey paw college football wish list, I want Florida State to beat Miami.
We just rolled, brother.
1-6 Florida State gets right against Miami.
And knocks them out of, I mean, probably not the playoff picture, but.
I just think it'd be funny. Hurricanes, yeah, whatever. And they should have at least one, probably two losses with some of the luck they've had. I just think it'd be hilarious if Florida State knocked them off. And then, of course, we actually have not the upset. We just have the pick'em game. It's the biggest game of the week. And it's whoever wins has a catbird seat to the SEC title game. And that's LSU, Texas A&M.
Yep, they're playing at Kyle Field.
Yeah, I'm jonesing for that.
Home of the 12th man. Great stadium.
Yes.
Great atmosphere. That'll be fun.
And both, again, written off with bad losses early. And they have looked really, really good since.
All right. Well, good little Saturday.
It is a good little Saturday.
Good
one of the better
Saturday.
Ones we've had.
Coming up next, Ted Wheeler is endorsing MLB to Portland.
On his way out the door.
And bust out those galoshes. In the news is next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.